Hey, my name is Sam Walsh, and right now I'm sitting down with Brent Penny, who just finished a live in-studio session right here in our studios at Radio K. First off, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to know, where are you from and what is it known for?
Okay. Well, I grew up in central Illinois. I grew up near Decatur, Illinois, which is the soybean capital of the world.
Wow,
so that's
really?
What it's known for.
That's
soybeans.
Very cool.
Yeah,
underrated soybeans in my opinion.
Yeah, such good soybeans. Such it's where a lot of high fructose corn syrup comes from.
In soybeans?
In just like that area of the country is like also. I don't know.
Just know for that.
Those things are somehow connected.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get into that later.
Yeah, that'll be at the tail end of the interview.
Yeah.
How did you end up here?
I moved here 5 years ago. I also lived in Salt Lake City for a while. And so I've lived kind of all over, but ended up back in the Midwest. As a touring musician, I used to be in a band called Awful Truth. And I always enjoyed playing in Minneapolis and started to build a community here that I thought was like more of a fostering arts community for me to be in as a musician, so ended up moving here 5 years ago. Yeah.
Wonderful.
2013.
Yeah, and then kind of did the Awful Truth thing, and now you're doing this. Can you tell me a little bit about the other projects that you're in?
Yeah, so I did Awful Truth until we put out a record at the beginning of 2017, and then that band ended shortly thereafter, and I kind of took a break from sort of like having my own songwriting project for a minute and started playing with Bathtub Sig, which is a band that I'm in with my friend. Hillary is the songwriter for it, who she's also in just like tons of Minneapolis groups.
We just had Bathtub Sig in here at Radio K, and very unfortunately, I missed that. I really wanted to go see it, but I think I had class or something like that. So,
it was super fun.
Yeah, yeah. I was looking at that lineup, pretty much everybody in that band has been into our studios at least twice with different projects, right?
It's a depression pop super group.
Is that the name for it?
That's what I keep calling it. That's what I keep.
I like that.
Yeah.
Is that just like new wave, depression pop?
Depression pop super group.
There
you
go.
Just because like everyone in the band is in at least two to like five bands. So there's Jordan, who's in Cheap Fantasy, is on drums, and then Adelin Stry is
she's in everything.
Adelin Rose, yeah, she's played in tons of groups.
Does work with Johanna.
Johanna. I think there's like a few bands that she used to play in that she no longer does, but yeah, they're all amazing. And then Hillary, of course, does Fiji 13, We Are the Willows, Inside Voices. So
yeah.
That's love awesome. Those guys. Yeah. Shout out. Love you guys.
For sure. What's the first show that you ever saw? And I want to know both the band and the venue.
Oh, my. The first show that I ever saw?
Maybe we'll do what's the first show in that you saw in Minneapolis. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. It was Efterklang.
Okay.
The like Danish band. And there was a snowstorm in Minneapolis that night. And they like canceled because they couldn't get to the venue in time, but they like still ended up getting to town. This was like the polar vortex winter.
Okay.
And then they played at...
Yeah, like 2014, 2015, somewhere around there.
This was like 2013.
Okay.
Yeah. And they would have played at this like lounge that was downtown that closed. So it ended up being a really small and intimate show. And it was lovely.
That sounds amazing though. All huddling in.
I think Walt... I'm trying to remember what his project was called. Walt, who was in Dark, Dark, Dark. He has like a multi-instrumentalist project that opened for that. But it ended up being really amazing because I think it would have been like a big sold out show. But then people just got wind of it and like showed up to this tiny...
Sometimes that's
like
the best.
Taking the bus out to a show and it's like negative 30 degrees.
It's very Minnesotan, you know?
Yeah,
it's a wonder that our music community is able to function in the winter here at all, right?
Yeah.
Given the everybody's huddling into like 7th Street with giant jackets on and everything. Yeah.
And you kind of have less drive to go out to like so many things in the in the winter, but mm-hmm. you definitely like see things where you're like, oh, I'm gonna rally.
I gotta do
night.
It. Yeah, totally. Can you tell me a little bit about how Brent Penny came to be? You know, given that you've had bands where it's not just you, right? How at what point were you like, okay, I've got enough stuff to make it to make my own solo project? Yeah. Or, you know, how did that transition work?
Well, with Awful Truth, it was kind of a revolving door of members. Like, the lineup changed a lot over the years, and there were many times where I wanted to do a show, but it didn't really work for everyone, and I ended up doing like solo guitar shows sometimes too.
Okay.
And so I think that I've always enjoyed performing alone, and just wanted to take a new angle at working with like more of like working with people who are producers and working with just different sound palettes for each song and trying to give songs just what they need instead of having like the same instrumental setup in every song. So it's just been a lot of experimentation with songwriting.
I like that though. You did seem quite comfortable up there alone. Yeah. And a lot of times when a solo artist comes in, one of the things that to Radio K, when we have someone in and they're playing something off of a laptop per se, then that laptop's plugged into our board, so then, you know, in the room it's just you singing, right? But like, so it can be quite awkward sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did wonderful. It was great.
Thank you.
So how I just want to mention, you, we talked previously, you're working with Jordan of Bathtub Sig and of Cheap Fantasy, right? And he's helping produce kind of make this project. What are the next steps in turning this project into something into creating one work, right? I guess I'm asking, when's the EP coming out? You know,
yeah, like, I'm hoping to put out an EP. I feel like realistically it would probably come out early next year at this time frame, just like not trying to really rush that process. I would say that like the songs are basically done as far as the writing, but for the production and kind of often revamping side of things, I've been scheduling some time to try to finish those tracks with Jordan.
That's wonderful. And you mentioned that one of the songs is online currently.
It is, yeah. And so that song actually was not produced by Jordan. That was produced by Austin of YYY.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he's fabulous. and then that's on a compilation called Power of Love that is like a Twin Cities music compilation that is raising money for Avenues for Homeless Youth, which is to help queer and trans youth that are experiencing homelessness. And there's like a lot of cool artists on there. Nick Jordan's on there. Haley's on there.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
Jeremy Messersmith, just like a bunch of Minneapolis musicians. And so that's like a really rad compilation. It was, it felt like a really cool place to put a first track.
Yeah.
From this project.
Kind of test the waters, right? Yeah. You can find that on Bandcamp.
Yeah, you can find it on Bandcamp. You can find it on Spotify.
Oh,
there's
wonderful.
Physical copies at the Electric Fetus. And there is, you can listen to it online.
That's
you should
awesome.
Check it out.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about your previous shows. You've had a busy week.
Yeah.
Haven't you, right?
Yeah. I play.
Yeah. Usually we like to promote something upcoming, but we kind of caught you a week behind or whatever.
Let's just go down memory lane.
Tell me about them, man.
I played shows the last two nights. Wednesday night, I got to play at Moon Palace Books, which is a newer venue in town. I really love it because it's like got some really wonderful people running it. I like the size of it. It's like very intimate.
Yeah, I have yet to be there.
Yeah, they're doing such a great job with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was with Pixel Grip from Chicago. I did two shows with them.
Okay.
They're really fun, like electronic.
I love that name.
Yeah.
It's a great name.
It's really cool. Their music plays like electronic pop music that also feels like house music sometimes too.
Okay.
But like live, like with sampling and things. It's really wonderful. I love them. And so we played together in Duluth last night too. The show Wednesday was also with Envia, Nona, and Nadine.
Okay.
So,
and then you played, so that was Wednesday, and then you played last
night
in Duluth.
Yeah, we played last night in
and
Duluth.
Who'd you play with last night in Duluth?
We played with Brian Ring, who was doing a residency there on Thursdays. So we played at Blush, which is a very
small,
like, newer bar in Duluth that's really rad.
Duluth has a couple of up-and-coming venues, which makes me so happy. We were talking earlier, I spent Monday in Duluth before the weather kind of got away from us, right? And at the Red Herring. And that's, like, 3 years old, 4 years old as
well.
Yeah,
Red Herring's awesome. Yeah, very cool. I've played there as well. I love going up to Duluth for shows.
Yeah, when the weather is...
Yesterday I was wanting to show my friends from Chicago Lake Superior, but it was just like a crazy storm.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Can you tell me what is the one thing that you're looking forward to most in the Brent Penny project for the future?
I played, this is such a new project for me. I played my first show on July 20th.
Oh, wow.
At Ice House. And so it's just like brand new. But I kind of feel like it's like I'm in this place where it's just like every time I perform, I'm trying to observe it and think about what I want to do differently with it. Maybe different ideas for like live setup versus like producing things. So I think I'm really excited to just keep tracking the record, the EP, and performing more. I'm hoping, you know, having a release will give me more of a platform to be playing out more, touring, traveling, whatever I can do with it. But it's just been like, it's been making me really happy. So I'm enjoying sharing it with people, getting a lot of feedback from people too.
Well, that's wonderful, and thank you for sharing it with us.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, thank you.
Definitely. All right, well, you just heard from Brent Penny live in our studios right here at Radio K. You can check them out in the future online and in real life. Hopefully one day we'll get more performances from you, right? But for right now, we're going to get back to the music right here on Radio K, Real College Radio.